It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO Friday Night Hoops here as it's the Sydney girls playing host to the Delhi Lady Bulldogs here tonight. It's the same two teams, I should say the same two schools as last night when we had a real great battle here between Sydney and Delhi on the boys' side. We hit fast forward. We do it again here for the girls tonight. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And just get in our Section 4 disclaimer here that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So set to be a great contest here tonight. We have undefeated Delhi coming in. They're undefeated in the MAC. They do have one loss overall on the season, and that is to Class C local powerhouse Cooperstown. They invited them to a tournament earlier in the year and ended up losing to the Lady Hawkeyes. But this is a very talented Delhi team. We've seen them once already this year on CDO when they had a six-point victory over Bainbridge Guilford. That game was at Delaware Academy. So this is a team that is looking to get back to the MAC championship, a place they were last year when they faced off against BG, ended up losing that contest. But it's a team chock full of weapons. But they come in against a very strong Sydney team as well. You look at this Sydney team, just weapons all over the place, a lot of great experience, and guards for days, as I like to say, because they really just have talent all over the floor in terms of the starting five and then who can come off the bench. So tonight you don't have one of those matchups where it's just the starting five and then a little unknown with the bench. Here tonight you have both sides that can play no matter who's coming off the bench. Your 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th players are all going to come in and be very talented. So it's going to be a great battle down the stretch. I think it's going to come down to things like free throws, the coaching decisions that are made, and just making those little extra plays, getting that second attempt off a rebound, maybe going for a loose ball, diving out of bounds, something like that. I think those are the things it's going to come down to, much like it did last night in the boys' game. That could have gone a variety of ways. Sydney was able to weather the storm and give the Delhi Bulldogs their first loss last night. And boy, if the energy is anything like it was last night in this building, it will be absolutely electric for this contest, because last night the student section was into it for Sydney. The fans were on their feet for Delhi. The other fans for Sydney were on their feet. And it was just a lot of fun. Every whistle was being yelled at by all the fans in the stands. It was just absolutely fantastic, that's for sure. So the word I would use here tonight, having talked to all the athletes before tonight's contest, is nervous. You talk to the Sydney side, you talk to the Delhi side. This is the game that's been circled on the calendar. This is the one they've been waiting for, and this is what they want to play for. You know, all your MAC games are important, but you have those certain few rivals that you can't wait to get out on the floor, and you're sitting in school, you're trying to concentrate on your schoolwork, and you're only thinking about the game and tip-off. And I think that's really what describes tonight's game, because talking to all the players as they went into the dressing room to get fixed up here for tonight's game, get dressed, they were all saying, Nate, I'm nervous for tonight. I don't know what to expect. We got to come out. We got to make shots. We have to do the right things. And I think both sides early on in this contest, we might see some nervous jitters. We might see some baskets not fall, some maybe some easy layups that 9 times out of 10 somebody's going to make. It might be one of those nights where the teams aren't making them especially early. So if a team does jump out to an early lead, that could be a huge confidence boost for either one of these sides. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break some more things down, and we'll get you set for this matchup tonight, a girls' game tonight between Delhi and Sydney here at Sydney Central School. I'm Nate Lull for CDO Sports.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at ChambersO'Hara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Set to be a great contest here tonight between Sydney and the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Going to be a great contest full of athletic guards. Both teams have centers that are very, very good down low. The rebounding should be a fantastic thing. Set to be a great one. Again, welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Go and stop and see Cork for daily rentals as well as an expert service department. We'll pause one more time and we'll come back. We'll get you your starting lineups and we'll get all set here for this contest here tonight between the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Warriors. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Live from Sydney Central School, it's a girls' MAC showdown here tonight between Delhi and the home team tonight, the Sydney Lady Warriors. First, your starting lineups here for Delhi and head coach Todd Bruce. A sophomore, number 2, Logan Bruce. A sophomore, number 10, Caitlin Finch. A junior, number 13, Adelina Sackett. A junior, number 23, Kayla Spangenberg. And a senior, standing 6'1", Allison Hannigan. So a young lineup here for Delhi, but experienced. Again, they got to the MAC Finals last year before falling to Bainbridge-Guilford. On the other side for Sydney and head coach Brad Aldrich. A junior, number 1, Mackenzie Gravelin. A senior, number 10, Jenna McDonald. A junior, number 11, Taylor Barnes. A junior, number 15, Ariana Bernard. And a senior, number 25, Jolene Crom. Sydney is in the home white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim, says Sydney, in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in the all-maroon uniform with the white and the black trim, says Lady Bulldogs, in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So Sydney will go right to left to start things off, and Delhi will go left to right. Should be a great contest here tonight, folks. The Sydney student section is on their feet and ready for this one. Delhi 6-0. They come in undefeated in MAC play. They only have one loss on the season, and that is to Class C and defending New York State Class C champion Cooperstown on the year. So not a bad loss to take. Sydney on the other side is looking to stay in the top four right now in the MAC standings. They come into tonight's game sitting in third, but boy, it's really going to be a log jam here if some of these other teams start to play each other in the second half of the season, because you have Delhi, BG Green, Sydney, really all battling it out right now to be in that top four. So here we go. It'll be Hannigan jumping it up here for Delhi, and the jumper herself, Ariana Bernard, excellent track and field athlete here at Sydney. So this should be a great jump on the big Sydney S to get things started. And Bernard will win the opening tip and wins it back to Mackenzie Gravelin, who will start things off. Tight man-to-man, it looks like, here for the Lady Bulldogs to start things off. And here's Jolene Crom at the top of the key. She has Caitlin Finch draped all over her, and they're going to have to watch Crom, the three-point specialist here for Sydney. To the right side, we'll have an early foul. This one will be on Finch with 7:44 to go in this first quarter. Actually, they're going to say this is on Jenna McDonald. So McDonald had the ball. I thought they were getting Finch there for a little tap on the wrist, and said they get McDonald for a hook as she tried to create some space. And now Delhi will get the ball and bring it up the floor. They easily break the Sydney press, but then Logan Bruce gets tied up with McDonald. The jump ball is going to give the ball here to Delhi after Sydney won the opening tip. So we're 20 seconds in. We're scoreless. Delhi has the ball as they go left to right. Get it right into Hannigan, up and in. They left Allison Hannigan, who's 6'1", wide open in the paint, and she put it home. And now Sydney to midcourt, but the ball is stripped out of there by Spangenberg, and Delhi will rip it away. And here's Sackett over midcourt going left to right. Delhi, the only team to knock off Bainbridge-Guilford this year in the girls' MAC standings, 36-30. That game just a few weeks ago over in Delhi in a game we had on CDO. Here's Caitlin Finch, a pull-up jumper from the right elbow, no good, and Crom gets the rebound, and she starts the train a-running. Here is Crom, finds McDonald on the right side, up off the glass. McDonald's shot won't fall, hit the rim twice, and Logan Bruce is there to clean up the basketball here for the Lady Bulldogs. And Logan Bruce going left to right. Passes out for Finch. Finch outside the three-point arc. A dribble drive into the paint, goes up and is fouled with 6:45 to go in this first quarter, and Finch will go to the line. Looks like she was in the act of shooting. And I know a lot of you will be looking for score updates tonight from the Lorenz boys taking on Milford. Lorenz is up 13-10 over Morris. That game is in Morris tonight, and I'm told the seats are completely sold out tonight. So that's a great game up the road on Route 51. 6:45 to go in the first quarter here in Sydney. Delhi leading 2-0, and Caitlin Finch will miss her first shot here from the charity stripe. Second one coming. At the foul line here, Finch waiting for her second shot. Takes a deep breath. This one is up and in for Finch. So Finch, just a sophomore, puts it home. And it's a 3-0 lead for Delhi here over Sydney. Here's Bernard, races down the court. Pull-up jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound. Loose right in front of the basket now. Bernard shuffles one off for Barnes. Back out for Gravelin. Long two is short. Didn't have enough mustard on it. And now Bruce picks it up back the other way. Logan Bruce is fouled by Gravelin as she brings it down the floor and just got into the front court, so we'll have a whistle. 6:25 to go first quarter. Delhi leading Sydney 3-0. And that will be the third team foul here on Sydney, and none on Delhi in the early going. And Delhi gets the ball into Sackett in the left corner, down low for Spangenberg on the left block, but she has her pocket picked, and here comes Jenna McDonald down the right side, off the glass and in. And that'll get the Sydney crowd fired up as McDonald puts home her first bucket of the night. And it's 3-2, Delhi ahead. Sackett down the right side, she lost the handle. And Sydney comes away with the white uniforms here tonight. Down the left side, they cross the big Sydney S at half court, and they get the ball safely into the hands of Jolene Crom. Finding Jenna McDonald, back for Crom, right side. Stops, thought about popping that three, instead holds on to it. Crom picks up her dribble with 10 on the shot clock, back for McDonald. Little pump fake, a jab step, back out for Crom, wide open three, off the back rim, but Bernard is there, grabs the rebound and puts it in. Bernard is right there to put it home, and Sydney grabs their first lead of the game, 4-3, with 5.5 to go first quarter. Here's Sackett into the paint, going left to right, and Addie Sackett here is fouled. Nice penetration early in this contest by Delhi. They're getting to the rim and getting these fouls. So this is going to be a foul on Gravelin. And Kaylin Gravel will come in for Gravelin to keep her safe from foul trouble. That's four team fouls here in the early going on Sydney. And with the new girls' rules, you get to five in your shooting in each quarter. Delhi inbounds the ball, and Logan Bruce, a shot from the right side, is no good, and Crom is there for the rebound. Brings it up the floor for Sydney. Little 180 to get off her defender, and now passes for the newly inserted Kaylin Gravel, and she is fouled as she tries to go to the rack. And we'll have a whistle. 5:14 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight, folks. Another score update from down the road. The BG girls playing Walton, and BG is ahead 14-5 at the end of the first quarter there. Sydney gets it in, and the turnaround shot by McDonald is off the mark and no good. And Logan Bruce will sweep it up and bring it down the floor for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Passes for Sackett. Long two off the back rim, up over the top of the backboard and out of play. We'll give the ball back to the Lady Warriors. 4:59 to go, first quarter. It's 4-3. Sydney leading the visiting and undefeated in league play, Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Here's McDonald to half court, finds Bernard through her hands, but she's able to track it down. Leaves it back off for McDonald, who goes ramming her way into the lane here. Lost it. Ball is on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, and it will stay here with Sydney. So 4:47 to go, first quarter. 4-3 is the score. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. And Sydney gets it in. A little jumper in the corner for Crom is off the mark, and a rebound again for Logan Bruce. Into the land of the trees, and the shortest person comes out with it. Bruce tries to go coast to coast, and her layup is off the mark. And back the other way comes Sydney, turning into a track meet. Here's McDonald over for Bernard. Right-handed layup, no good, and a rebound for Delhi Spangenberg. Ahead for Bruce. And Bruce puts on the brakes and now gets to half court as Delhi goes left to right. Finds Finch, who passes down low for Spangenberg. She's blocked there by Bernard. And we'll have a whistle. This will be the fifth foul, and Spangenberg will go to the line. It looked like a mighty clean block, but Zebra Crew was in much better position than I was, and Spangenberg will go to the line for two. 4:18 to go in the first quarter. Sydney 4 and Delhi 3. So here is Spangenberg at the line. First shot coming and in. Good-looking shot there for Kayla Spangenberg, the 5'7" junior. So Spangenberg, wearing number 23, will head to the line for this Lady Bulldogs team that plays AAU together as a team for a lot of the year, which I think certainly helps them along the way. Spangenberg misses the second shot, and Crom comes down with the loose basketball, and Sydney has it as we're tied up at four with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Ball is knifed out of bounds as Crom brought it up, just tipped off of her hands, out of bounds, and will stay with Sydney as the Lady Warriors will inbound with Kaylin Gravel. Gravel, one of the seniors on this Sydney team, very talented group in soccer, of course basketball and softball as well, as they won a MAC title last year in softball. Gravel gets it in, down low for McDonald. Her little turnaround hook shot from the right side is no good, and another rebound for Delhi. Here's Bruce to the left side, gets into the paint, nice little jump stop and in for Logan Bruce, and she's got her first 2 points of the night. Went right through the lane and put it up, and it's 6-4. Delhi takes the lead. And now a steal here by Caitlin Finch. Ahead for Bruce, and down the right side she goes. Trying to split a double team. Goes up with a little finger roll. No good. But the rebound here comes to Olivia Wakin. She puts it up, and that's off the mark. And a rebound for Crom, and we'll have a whistle. Wakin has checked into the game for Delhi as well as Anna Post. And those two making good contributions on that series for the Lady Bulldogs. But Sydney will get the ball as they're going to call a foul here on Post. As Post was going for that rebound, I wasn't sure who they were going to call that on. It looked like it was going to be a foul on Sydney. It was reversed, went to Delhi, and so Sydney gets the ball. And it's 6-4, Delhi on top of Sydney. Connor Decker into the game now, along with Carolee Pierce, as well as Tegan Howard here for Sydney. 3:14 to go in this first quarter. Ball rolled out of bounds on the end line. Little conference here between the officials. They will stay. It will stay with Sydney. And so Crom at the left block will throw it in. Finds Decker in the corner in front of the Delhi bench. He puts on the brakes, gets to the top of the key, finds Crom. Down low for Carolee Pierce. Pierce is knocked down, and we'll have a whistle coming up here on Delhi. And that's going to be a foul called on Olivia Wakin, who got tied up with Carolee Pierce and knocked her off her feet. So here's the team foul situation. Sydney with five and Delhi with four. Sydney gets it in for Pierce. Goes right up and in, using her size advantage very nicely. Carolee Pierce puts it in. She stands 6'2" and had an easy look at that one. We're tied up at 6. Down low, up off the glass, no good. And back down the floor they come with Crom. Crom to the right side, a pull-up three. This one is deep and off the mark, no good. Ball is loose again, sliced out of bounds, but will stay with Sydney. 2:43 to go in this first quarter. We're tied up at 6. And so Crom will inbounds underneath the basket once again here. The ball has been flying out of bounds here, and both teams have been diving for it every time. Sydney gets it in right to the foul line here for Gravel. Hands it back off for Crom. Pull-up jumper is good. Hit the back rim, bounced high up in the air, and then she got the shooter's touch. Jolene Crom with her first bucket of the night. It's Sydney leading Delhi 8-6 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. And here is Carly Heavey into the game for Delhi. Finding Logan Bruce. Bruce setting up the offense, barking out some instructions to the left side. She's going to take it herself. It's stripped, but she gets it back. 10 on the shot clock. They get it back out for Sackett. Pump fakes down low, and let's see. It's going to be a travel called on Sackett. Sackett tried to take that extra step to get a little bit of extra room and couldn't get the shot off before she traveled. 2:11 to go, first quarter. It's Sydney leading 8-6, and it's a great contest, as we expected tonight, between the Lady Warriors and the Lady Bulldogs. Same as last night when we were here between Delhi and Sydney on the boys' side. Here's Sydney with Tegan Howard down low for Carolee Pierce. Again, up off the glass and in, and she's fouled. And Pierce is going to have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Great job there by Carolee Pierce to put it home. She's got 4 points. That's a team high. She's looking to make it 5, and Sydney takes a 10-6 lead with 1:57 to go in the first quarter. Talking about AAU earlier, Carolee Pierce, I know, played with Catskill Mountain all summer and played with some of the best players in the area. It's really paying off for her and the Sydney Lady Warriors. But the foul shot won't go down here for Pierce, and Delhi picks up the rebound. And here is Carly Heavey for Finch. Back for Sackett, left side, as Delhi goes left to right. At the top of the key here for Finch. Finch a little behind the back dribble. Gets into the paint down low for Hannigan. Jumper, she got it. Allison Hannigan now with 4 points. And a great dish there by Finch as well. It's 10-8 with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Here's Crom bringing the ball up the floor to the top of the key. Stops, puts the brakes on, goes to the right side. Pull-up jumper off the glass. Won't go. And Anna Post, the freshman, rips it down for Delhi. Outlet pass for Carly Heavey, and now for Sackett on the left side. Back out for Heavey. Deep three off the front rim, no good. And Connor Decker, the rebound for Sydney. And the pass ahead here for Jolene Crom. Crom with the bounce pass ahead for Gravel. As Sydney goes right to left, we're down to 1 minute to go, first quarter. Sydney holding a 10-8 lead. And they pass it down low for Crom, and she misses the right-handed layup, but Sydney holds on. And now the ball is loose on the right side. Both teams out on the hardwood will have a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Delhi. Finch and Decker got tied up, and it will stay right there. So the jump ball will give it to Delhi. It's been a quick-moving first quarter here. Both teams really slugging it out, and Sydney with a 10-8 lead with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. They bounce it down low for Hannigan. Hannigan at the right elbow finds Hannah Morley, who's checked into the game for Delhi. Her jumper for back again for Hannigan is off the mark. Tipped out of bounds, but will stay here with Delhi as Tegan Howard last touched it. So 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Finch will pass it in down low. Anna Post goes up, and she was partially blocked. Ball is loose, and then we'll have a foul. And this one is going to be on Finch, and that's going to be her second. That's a tough one to take if you're Delhi with 34.3 to go. I believe this will be the second one on Finch. No, they'll say it was her first. I thought she had one earlier. But instead, Sydney now with the 5 fouls will go back down to shoot with Carolee Pierce. Pierce to the line here for Sydney. First shot is off the mark, no good. And these foul shots in this type of a tight ball game are going to be crucial. So 34 seconds to go. Sydney leading 10-8. Second shot coming here for Carolee Pierce of Sydney. Takes her time at the line, takes that deep breath, and second shot is in. So Carolee Pierce puts it home. She has a game-high 5 points so far. Delhi back the other way. They trail 11-8. Here's Finch on the baseline. Stepped out of bounds on that Warriors logo. And Sydney is going to grab the ball back with possession. Shot clock is off, so they can play for the last shot of the quarter here if they want. Delhi's going to come with some full court pressure to try to make that very hard. Gravel is down the right side, crosses the timeline, holds on to it, tries to bounce the ball off of Carly Heavey as she was falling out of bounds. Couldn't do it, and now possession goes back to Delhi. So Finch is going to come out of the game here, get a little extra rest before the start of the second quarter. And Sackett will bring the ball up the floor here. Sackett to the right side for Delhi as they go left to right. Here's Hannah Morley. Morley, triple threat position. Gets into the paint, passes down low for Hannigan, can't get it to go, and a post is there. She goes up. Her left-handed layup is no good. 2 seconds left. Heavey at the buzzer, no good. End of the first quarter, and Sydney leads Delhi 11-8. We'll be right back with the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area. Local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Our web stream tonight and every night is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Delhi is going to have a steal to start this second quarter as Sydney brought it into their own offensive end of the floor, and Logan Bruce was right there to take it away. So Bruce will bring it down the floor here. The sophomore starting point guard will hand it off to Caitlin Finch, also a sophomore. Now for Sackett. Finding Bruce to the right side, into the paint, kicks it out for Finch. Pump fakes on a three, step in, 15-footer is good. And Finch has 3 points, and that gets it back to a one-point ball game. 11-10 the score. The Sydney girls on top of Delhi here with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Two very good teams battling it out tonight. And now we'll have a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Delhi as Finch tied up Jolene Crom, who came down the right wing and just ran into a double team, and Finch just held on for dear life. So Delhi gets it back. Here's Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce to the left side, all the way to the bucket, up and in. Logan Bruce with 4 points, and the Red Sea just parted there, and she had a wide open look at the bucket. It's 12-11. Here's Ariana Bernard back the other way. Her jumper is no good on the right side as Sydney quickly got into the offense. Ball is loose on the floor, and they get it back out for Crom. Crom with a deep three. No good. Bernard, the rebound, and it's in. Ari Bernard has 4 points, and she is really windexing the glass here tonight. It's 13-12. Sydney back on top. Delhi gets into their offensive set going left to right. They pass it over for Logan Bruce. Again, she goes up, and she's blocked out of there by Taylor Barnes. Spangenberg for Delhi. Her hook shot is off the mark. And Jenna McDonald with a rebound here for the Lady Warriors. Finding Mackenzie Gravelin. Up the left wing she goes and into offensive territory here for Sydney, but a steal by Bruce, and then Mackenzie Gravelin had to foul her. So a great job by Logan Bruce to just hop in there. Saw the opportunity for a steal, took it away, and then Gravelin, trying to steal it back, reached in and touched the arm. 6:23 to go in the second quarter. It's 13-12. And Bruce will bring it back up the floor, going left to right here for Delhi as Sydney is on top of the Lady Bulldogs. Great one here tonight. Here's Sackett into the paint, and a traveling violation on Sackett. Delhi wanted a foul on that one as Sackett ran right into a defender in the paint. But instead, they will call the travel. So 6:12 to go in the second quarter. A 13-12 game. Low scoring here, but good defense on both sides as Delhi sticks in the man-to-man, and Finch is draped all over Jolene Crom of Sydney. Crom will pull up for a three straight away. No good. Ball was tipped and rolled out of bounds, but will stay here with Sydney. With exactly 6 minutes on the clock until our Morabito halftime report. Crom will look to get the ball in underneath the bucket at the right block. Passes up for McDonald. Little 360 spin to break free. McDonald to the right side finds Bernard. Back to McDonald. She has her pocket picked, and Logan Bruce will come away with it. Bruce down the right side. Bruce puts on the brakes. Little crossover. And to the left elbow for Spangenberg, and back out here for Logan Bruce. Head coach Todd Bruce, Logan's dad, yelling to relax, wants his team to run a set. Down low for Hannigan. Turnaround shot, no good. And Sydney will pick up the rebound with 5.5 to go second quarter. Lady Warriors leading Delhi 13-12. Back off for Kayla Gravel. Kaylin Gravel with the ball. Closely guarded here by Sackett. Gravel for Barnes. Now for McDonald. McDonald in the paint. Finds Bernard down low at the left block. Has her back to the basket. Has to kick it out for Crom. 5 to go on the shot clock. 360. Pull up 10-footer. Left side. No good. Rebound for Barnes. And she can't get it to go, but she's fouled. And Taylor Barnes will go to the line. With 5:05 to go in the second quarter, it's 13-12. So that's going to be the second foul here on Logan Bruce. And Barnes will go to the line. Can't make the first one. So Bruce is going to go to the bench, and Carly Heavey steps back in here for the Lady Bulldogs. Second one coming here for Taylor Barnes. Barnes played on that same AAU team with Carolee Pierce up at Catskill Mountain out of Oneonta, and it's really paid off. They're having a heck of a season here. Second shot is up and good. There for Barnes, her first point of the evening, and we're tied up. Actually, no, Sydney, a 14-12 lead, excuse me. Delhi back the other way as they go left to right. Ball down the wing on the right side, and Hannigan just lost the handle on it, and the Zebra Crew saying it's going to go back here to the Sydney Lady Warriors. And down the floor they go with Bernard. Bernard finds Gravel. Gravel under the bucket, back up for Bernard. Can't get it to go. Ball is loose on the floor, and Carly Heavey is there. Heavey down the left side, avoiding some pressure. Heavey off the glass. Can't get it to go. Ball loose in the paint. Somehow, Heavey's going to track it down. Missed it and should have been about the last person who could get there. Instead, finds a way to get it, and now Delhi, with possession, wants to take a timeout. Sydney leads 14-12 with 4:28 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull tonight on CDO. It's a girls' MAC showdown tonight between Delhi and Sydney. Sydney leading 14-12. A good one here tonight. Back out for Caitlin Finch. Delhi with the ball in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. They pass it down low for Anna Post. 5 on the shot clock. Back out for Finch. For Heavey, they're not going to see that the shot clock is going to expire. And that is going to give the ball back to Sydney. Out of the timeout, nobody looked at it. And you could tell when it got down to about 5 seconds, there was no sense of urgency there. They just didn't realize the shot clock was that low. So a turnover will give the ball back to the Lady Warriors, and Crom will walk it up the floor here for Sydney. Crosses the timeline at half court, and to the right side she goes. Picks up her dribble here, 20 on the shot clock for Sydney as they set up, and they get one to Tegan Howard. Little handoff back to Crom. She lost it, falls to the floor. Heavey is there to intercept, and down the right side comes Caitlin Finch. Her cross-court pass is deflected, knifed out of bounds, and will go back to Sydney. Delhi really looking to push, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard Delhi head coach Todd Bruce say, slow down, let's run a set, relax. But everybody really fired up here for this rivalry tonight. As now Sydney brings it back down the floor, and Crom just lost the handle and it rolled out of bounds, so it'll go right back to Delhi. Both teams in this second quarter, after it was 11-8 at the end of the first, just kind of struggling to find their rhythm, and now Sydney head coach Brad Aldrich will take a timeout. We'll step away again for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Sydney trying to play some good defense after the timeout as Delhi gets it in the paint with Addie Sackett, and she is fouled as she goes up for the little lefty runner. She's fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. So 3:28 to go in this second quarter. That'll be the third team foul on Sydney. There's one on Delhi. And so here's Sackett to the line. First one is up and good. First bucket of the night there for Addie Sackett. Second one coming. Brenna Gioffi checks into the game for the first time tonight here for Delhi. Spangenberg will go to the bench. Second shot is up here for Sackett. Won't go down, and Kara Lee Pierce rips down the board here for the Lady Warriors. Down the left side for Tegan Howard. Back up for Crom at the top of the key. Crom has the ball into the right side. She goes. Crom down low, feeding Kara Lee Pierce up off the glass and in. And Kara Lee Pierce has 7 points in limited time, really. She's been on the bench quite a bit as Sydney's really been subbing in and out, and Pierce has come in and been a real factor. Delhi quickly takes a shot with Hannah Morley. No good. Sydney back the other way with Crom. Right-handed layup. She can't connect. And Delhi will pull down the rebound with Anna Post, and an outlet pass here to Morley. And Morley streaks down the left wing. Morley now finding Sackett, and they'll say she traveled as she tried to get things going. We'll have a whistle. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 16-13. Sydney on top of Delhi. This is very similar to that Delhi-BG game we did earlier in the year. Delhi came out on top of that one 36-30. But just low scoring, good defense, and every possession counts. Here's Taylor Barnes, top of the key, a long two from the foul line as she stepped in, is off the mark, and Carly Heavey the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs. Heavey is down the left side, again finds Hannah Morley. Baseline drive, turnaround for Gioffi. She's stripped by Tegan Howard, and Howard is off to the races out of the gate. She goes up, right-handed layup, can't make it, but she's fouled. Boy, and Tegan Howard stole that ball from Gioffi, and it was like she got shot out of a gun running down the floor. Went up for the layup, but couldn't get it to go. Connor Decker is going to check back in here at the next break after the whistle as Howard to the line. First foul shot is no good. And Decker is going to check in here for Taylor Barnes. Second shot coming here for Tegan Howard. Both teams have struggled from the charity stripe tonight. It's kept the game close. Second shot for Howard is good, but a violation as Howard stepped over the line before the ball hit the rim. So they'll take that one away, and Sydney gets no points on the possession. 2:15 to go before the end of the second quarter. You want to stay tuned for our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well as get you the stats here from this one here tonight. And this is going to be another travel on Addie Sackett as she got into the paint, was making things happen, lost the handle though, and then took that extra step trying to regain control. Sydney with the ball. They get it into the front court with Crom. Quick pull-up three off the front rim. Not enough mustard on that one. A little early in the shot clock to be shooting it. Now back the other way, and they'll get Crom with a foul as Delhi was in transition, and she wrapped up Addie Sackett. Sackett's going to come out of the game, and Finch will check back in. So this is what I mean. Both coaches not afraid to go to the bench. You know, they can play 9 or 10 deep, and everybody seems to be on the same level. 1:53 to go, second quarter. Sydney 16, Delhi 13. And here is Finch at the top of the key. Bounce pass for Hannah Morley on the right side. Morley, dribble drive. Decker working on her. They get it down low to Brenna Gioffi. She's partially blocked there by Kara Lee Pierce. Sydney comes away. Here's Gravel. Back out for Decker. She's thinking about a three. Pulls up. Got it. Connor Decker from downtown. She nails that one, and it's 19-13. Biggest lead of the game here for Sydney. Huge three as they left Decker wide open. Into the paint it goes here for Anna Post. Down low for Gioffi. She goes up. She's blocked again by Kara Lee Pierce. And Sydney comes away with the ball. down the left wing. Now for Crom. Crom, a bounce pass here for Gravel. Inside for Kara Lee Pierce. Again, up and in. Kara Lee Pierce with 9 points here tonight. And Sydney, their biggest lead of the game, 21-13. And here is Carly Heavey. Heavey at the top of the key. Bounce pass, but it's kicked by Jolene Crom, and that'll bring up a whistle. 56 seconds to go before our halftime break. Taylor Barnes will check back in here for the Sydney Warriors. Gioffi's going to go to the bench for Delhi. And Mercedes Wakin will check in. So let's see. This could be a big possession here for Delhi. They have the ball going left to right. If they want to cut into the Sydney lead before the half, they can need a bucket here. 10 to go on the shot clock. They get it back out for Finch. Finch picks up her dribble, foul line extended, left side for Wakin, the jumper, hits the rim twice, no good, and Decker is there to clean up the mess. Outlet pass here for Crom with 35 seconds to go before the half. Down low for Pierce, wide open, misses the left-handed layup, and a rebound there for Taylor Barnes, but she'll travel. Oh, that was a great look from Crom there to Pierce. Pierce just couldn't finish. They're actually not going to say that that was a travel. They're going to say that Delhi last touched the ball, so it will stay with Sydney. I thought they were going to call the travel there. It looked like they called the travel. But either way, the ball was kind of in one of those jump ball situations. I thought they called the travel on Sydney. Instead, they call it on Delhi, and Sydney gets the ball in. The jumper from the foul line for Jenna McDonald is no good. And now down to the right side, here comes Caitlin Finch. Finch wants to drive baseline. Will pass it down low for Anna Post. Back out for Morley. And back for Finch with 15 to go on the shot clock. Sydney leads 21-13. 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. They hand it off to Finch. Finch drives in. Tries to get a shot off down low for Post. No good. Ball is loose. Trickles to the far side. And that's going to do it. Halftime here in Sydney. Sydney leading. Undefeated in the MAC. Delhi Lady Bulldogs 21-13. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, our halftime score here in Sydney between two very good teams, 21-13. Sydney on top of Delhi. I'm Nate Lowell here on WCDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Morabito. Energy for every part of life.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's quickly look at the out-of-town scoreboard, some scores to pass along. 36-7 is the score. The BG girls leading Walton in the third quarter. So the BG girls continuing to play so well. Abby Selfridge, Megan Palmatier, Rebecca Reyes, they have just had a great start to the season, look to be really one of the teams that will be there at the end in the MAC. So they have looked very, very good. A score that everyone has been asking me about in the boys' Tri-Valley League, it was a big showdown between Lawrence and Morris tonight. That game is up in Morris on the boys' side. And the Lawrence boys lead Morris 44-16. Yeah, you heard it right, 44-16. Morris is a very, very good team. They're state-ranked this week in New York State Class D. Lawrence is an honorable mention. But, folks, you got to remember, Lawrence returns a lot from a team that won the Section 4 Class D final last year. And, boy, their starting five is humongous. I'd say they got to average 6'2 or 6'3. They got a couple of 6'4, 6'5 guys. Lawrence really showing why they are a team to be reckoned with. And they've played some very tough teams. That's where their losses have come from. In some tough tournaments, they went down to the Stop DWI. Their other loss was to South Courtright in their own tournament over there. And we all know South Courtright, the power that they are, and they're undefeated. So Lawrence has tested themselves. It seems to be paying off here tonight. They have a 44-16 lead there over Morris on the road. Let's see. Other final here tonight, the Unadilla Valley girls defeating Afton 54-40. Shelby Mead with 26 big ones tonight for the Lady Storm. So again, UV defeats Afton 55-40. Again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. Our score here at the half, Sydney leading Delhi 21-13. I got to say, I'm a little surprised by this score. I knew it was going to be a close game. You knew that if Sydney came to play the way they can play and Delhi the same thing, it was going to be close. But Sydney in the last couple of minutes there of that contest in the second quarter really started to open it up a little bit. It all started when Connor Decker hit that three. That gave Sydney a six-point lead, and you could kind of see they had that extra confidence right there. And all because of that three-pointer, Delhi just left her wide open, and she was able to knock it down. Okay, the scoring summary first here for Sydney. Kara Lee Pierce with 9. Ari Bernard with 4, Connor Decker with 3, Jolene Crom with 2, Jenna McDonald with 2, and Taylor Barnes with 1. On the other side for Delhi, let's see, 4 points for Allison Hannigan, 4 points for Logan Bruce, 3 for Caitlin Finch, 1 for Kayla Spangenberg, and 1 for Addie Sackett. Yes, and that is the tally there. Again, so Hannigan with 4, Bruce with 4 to lead Delhi, and Pierce with 9 and Bernard with 4 to lead Sydney. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more here on our halftime show. The Sydney girls at home leading undefeated in league play Delhi 21-13. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6. Or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Again, our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Call Mirabito today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, 21-13, the Sydney girls on top of the visiting Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Sydney just coming back out onto the floor here to warm up. Delhi is still in the locker room, and there's only 1 minute left up on the clock. I think head coach Todd Bruce just making sure his team has all the instructions for the second half. Delhi is a team that's built to come back and come back in a hurry. So we have a lot of basketball left to be played as Delhi just coming out of the locker room right now, and I'm sure they have a plan to try to get back into this game. They have the team that can do it. They have the experience as well. Even though they're loaded up with sophomores and juniors, they are a team that has a lot of experience. If you're Sydney, I don't think you can take this lead, too lightly. You got to hold on to it. You've built it. Now you got to hang on. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third right next here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
We are starting the third quarter here on CDO. 21-13 is the score, and just as Delhi gets it in, and over and back is the call there on Delhi's Logan Bruce. So Sydney will get it as they go left to right. Sydney is in the white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim, the exact opposite for Delhi, the maroon with the white trim. And now Sydney will get it down low as they go left to right. Here's Bernard back for Jenna McDonald on the right block. McDonald up top here for Jolene Crom. Straight away three, she got it. Jolene Crom from downtown. She's got 5 points. And Sydney has a 24-13 lead, biggest lead of the contest here tonight. And Delhi needs to try to find a way to get some offense going. Here's Logan Bruce into the paint. Pulls up jumper, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it looks like it will stay here with the Lady Bulldogs. So Bruce will inbound underneath their own basket. And this is a Delhi team that is built to score, and they just haven't been able to do it here tonight. Great defense by Sydney as they sit in the 2-3 zone at the moment. Here is Finch. Bounce pass into the paint. Tipped out of there, but they get it back. Sackett goes up, and she's fouled. Unlucky break there for Sydney as Taylor Barnes looked like she had a pretty clear steal. It just bounced off of her hands and right to Sackett, who tried to go up for a quick layup, and she was fouled. So this could be big for Delhi here if they could make some foul shots and get some momentum back in their way. So here is Sackett to the line. First one coming That one is off the back rim and no good, and that's the kind of night it has been so far for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Second one coming here for Addie Sackett, the junior. This one is up for Sackett again off the front rim and no good. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for the rebound, and Bruce and Taylor Barnes are tied up. We'll have a jump ball, and it looks like it's going to go back to Sydney. So 6:59 to go here in this third quarter. And let's see what Delhi is going to bring here on defense. And so we're waiting here as Todd Bruce, head coach for Delhi, just having a quick word with the officiating crew. And Sydney will get it in for Taylor Barnes. Barnes to the right side is outside the three-point line. Barnes gets it in for McDonald. Little jumper, no good. Bernard is there, puts it up, in, and she's fouled. Ari Bernard puts it home. She's got six, and she'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Sydney clicking on all cylinders at the moment. Boy, and Bernard, you can't replace her jumping ability. When she's in there, even though she's shorter, Bernard is at 5'9". I mean, Delhi has a six-footer and a 6'1", but Bernard is just able to jump out of the gym. She goes up and gets those rebounds. Delhi's got to get a body on her. Bernard completes the three-point play, so she's got 7 points. Delhi back the other way. Here's Spangenberg, and she makes the jumper, and she's fouled. And Spangenberg will go to the line. She has 3 points. So the score is Sydney 27 and Delhi 15, as Anna Post is going to come in here to replace Allison Hannigan. And so to the line comes Spangenberg, and this is big for Delhi. They have to try to continue to chip away. First shot coming here, and it's off the mark, no good. And Bernard, another big rebound. Passes for Crom on the right side, and Crom will bring it up the floor. Logan Bruce is in her face with the defense. Crom passes over top of her, finds Taylor Barnes, and now back for Jenna McDonald. McDonald pump fakes and kicks it out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Passes down low for Bernard. She goes up off the glass, can't get it to go. Bernard with the rebound, and this time they'll say Bernard went up over the back. And that's what Delhi's going to have to do. If you can get a body on her, you know, you're going to get calls like that. And that time it was a nice box out by the Lady Bulldogs to draw that foul. Here's the team foul situation. 3 on Sydney and 1 on Delhi here so far in the third quarter. As Sydney leads Delhi 27-15, and now a steal by Taylor Barnes. Trying to go coast to coast, and the layup is good for Barnes. So Barnes puts it in, and she's got 3 points. And Sydney leads 29-15, a 14-point lead with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. And now this is Caitlin Finch driving baseline, and they'll say she stepped out of bounds, and the ball is going to go back to Sydney. Boy, a frustrating night here for the Lady Bulldogs, to say the least, as they badly wanted this matchup here tonight with Sydney, and so far the Lady Warriors have had the better of the play. Here's Barnes, down low for Bernard, jumped in the air to catch it, slipped as she came down, and it looks like they're going to call a foul on Delhi. Yes, they will get Kayla Spangenberg with the foul, and boy, I don't think that was a foul. I just think Bernard slipped when she came down, but that's why I'm over here on the side. 5:47 to go in the third. It's 29-15. Crom will look to get the ball in underneath the bucket and finds Jenna McDonald. Back out for Crom. Baseline three is off the mark, no good, and Sackett will walk it up the floor. Avoiding some traffic, now she speeds it up, and now it's stolen away by Crom. Sackett tried to pass to Bruce on the left side, and Crom was right there, intercepted, brings it back the other way. Down low for Ari Bernard, and back out for Taylor Barnes. 20 on the shot clock, 5.5 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 29-15. The pass down low, and we'll have a foul. McDonald had it at the left low block, and that's going to be a foul here on Caitlin Finch. So Sydney, when they can get the ball into the post, they've been having a ton of success there, either making a bucket or getting fouled. They get it inside for Bernard. Her right-handed layup is no good. And now a break for Delhi as they get the ball ahead here for Caitlin Finch. To the right side, trying to go coast to coast, and blocked by Bernard. Back the other way as the loose ball was picked up by Mackenzie Gravelin. Now for Taylor Barnes as Sydney goes left to right. Barnes in the corner trying to find McDonald. Tipped off of her hands, and it rolls out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Bulldogs, as they will say that Spangenberg got a piece of it before it went out. Carly Hebe will come into the game for Delhi as Caitlin Finch comes to the bench for a rest. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's 29-15. Sydney ahead of Delhi. And now Sydney's going to go to the bench. They're going to bring in four new players at the next whistle. But Delhi will steal it away. Down the floor for Sackett, up and in. Sackett with the bucket. She's got 3 points. And Todd Bruce wants a timeout for Delhi. 4:51 to go in the third. It's Sydney leading Delhi 29-17. Can the Bulldogs get back in? We will see here on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull here on CDO as Sydney with a 29-17 lead, and as they bring it in, Crom tried to pass one there to Connor Decker. Too tall for Decker, out of bounds, and we'll go back to Delhi. So Delhi scored that last bucket before they took the timeout. See if they can get it going here on this possession as well and cut it back to 10. Here's Anna Post finding Logan Bruce outside the three-point line and back up for Kayla Spangenberg. Spangenberg for Anna Post. Left side is Delhi in the maroon with the white trim going right to left. Right wing side for Spangenberg again. Pump fakes but is fouled by Tegan Howard of Sydney. So this is going to be the fourth team foul against Sydney. There's three on Delhi. So one more with these new girls' rules, and you'll be shooting as they reset it every quarter, and when you hit five, that's when you shoot. So underneath the basket, Logan Bruce now for Delhi will kick it out for Carly Heavey. Trying to find Bruce on a design inbounds play. Threw it to the spot where Bruce was trying to get to, but she wasn't there yet, and it rolls out of bounds. 4:19 to go in the third quarter. It's 29-17. Sydney with the ball to the left side for Decker. Finding Tegan Howard. And now to Carolee Pierce, who has a team-high 9 points. She kicks it back out for Crom. Straightaway three, rattled out. Was halfway down in the tin before it popped free. And another chance for Delhi to get back in this game. Back up the floor here for Bruce to the left side for Sackett. Baseline drive instead will pass out for Spangenberg, top of the key. Now for Logan Bruce, setting up the offense with 15 on the shot clock. Bruce leaves it off for Sackett. Sackett to the right side, kick out for Heavey. Downtown, she got it. Bulldogs trying to get back in on a three ball by Carly Heavey, and Sydney now leads 29-20. Can the Bulldogs get a comeback going? Let's see. Sydney back the other way. Here's Caitlin Gravel from downtown, and she nails it. Banked it home, and she gets it to go. Oh, my goodness, the bank is open there for Gravel. Sackett back the other way. Her jumper is off the mark, and Crom skies for the rebound. Sydney leads Delhi 32-20. Just when you thought the Bulldogs could maybe get back in, Gravel with a huge three-pointer for Sydney. Now Crom to the left side. Gets it back out for Gravel. Little jumper in the lane is no good. Pierce is there for the rebound. Her right-handed layup is no good. Spangenberg cleans up the mess this time for Delhi. And here come the Bulldogs looking to run. Logan Bruce, top of the key, into the paint, down low. Leaves it off for Anna Post, who now finds Heavey. Another three for her. This one is short, and Gravel the rebound, but Heavey steals it back. She goes up with the jumper, and it's in. Carly Heavey with a quick 5 points, and it's 32-22. Sydney leading Delhi to the right side for Gravel. And Gravel lost it and stepped out of bounds right in front of the Sydney bench, so it's going to go back to Delhi again. Sackett's going to come out of the game. Spangenberg will come out. And Caitlin Finch will check back in, as well as Olivia Wakin. And they're going to need some big minutes from those two as they come in. Still a lot of time left, a lot of basketball left to be played in Sydney with a 32-22 lead here on their home floor over the visiting Lady Bulldogs of Delhi, who have not lost yet this season in the MAC. They're 6-0. Here's Logan Bruce. Pulls up two-pointer from the foul line is no good. And the rebound for Sydney. Here's Crom down the left side. Jolene Crom stops, leaves it off for Decker. Pump fakes on the three. Down low, good bounce pass for Carolee Pierce. Right-handed layup, no good. And Bruce with another rebound. Logan Bruce, only standing 5'5", somehow has gotten some huge rebounds tonight. Down low for Anna Post, and it's in. Anna Post, her first bucket of the night. And the freshman makes it 32-24. The Bulldogs have life. and Brad Aldrich and Sidney want to talk it over. They'll call timeout. We got a ball game on our hands here, folks. 1:57 to go in the third. It's Sidney 32, Delhi 24. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell here on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of Sidney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. 1:57 to go in the third, and it's Sidney 32, Delhi 24, live tonight from Sidney Central School. Warriors with the ball going left to right. Here's Gravel. Passes for Taylor Barnes. Now for McDonald. Good pass down low. Looking for Bernard. It was tipped. And the Zebra crew saying it's going to go back here to Delhi. Boy, that one was tough to tell. It went right into a big mass of players from both sides, then rolled out of bounds. They had the better view. They say it goes to Delhi. Here's Finch to the bucket. Her right-handed layup is off the mark. Down tough on the floor here. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. Possession arrow will keep it with Delhi with 1:34 to go in the third. So Logan Bruce again here for the Lady Bulldogs will inbound. Finds Hannigan. She goes up with the quick shot. Partially blocked there, and Sidney comes away. Ahead now for Gravel. She pulls up. She stops. Lost it. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams again fighting for it. We'll have a jump ball. And this time it will stay with Sidney. Boy, I think Gravel might have gotten away with a little travel there. She shuffled her feet. Officials didn't call it, and Sidney will hold on to it here with 1:22 to go in the third. They lead 32-24. Here's Gravel again on the right side after Sidney gets it in. They find Jenna McDonald. Back to Gravel. Long three is short, no good, and Delhi with a rebound. Here's Heavey down the right side. Lady Bulldogs going right to left, and the maroon with the white uniform. The pass from Heavey is too tall for Logan Bruce. Sails out of bounds and goes back to Sidney. Boy, every possession from here on out for Delhi is going to be crucial. As Sidney looking to hold them off. They lead 32-24. And now a steal. Logan Bruce had it, and then she's fouled for Delhi. Mackenzie Gravelin brought it up the floor, and her pass sailed towards the middle of the court. Bruce picked it off, and then a hip check there knocked her to the floor, and we'll have a foul. So that's going to be the fifth team foul on Sidney. So with the new girls' rules this year, they reset the fouls every quarter. And once your team hits five, it's automatically going to the line. So that's the fifth on Sidney. And there's three on Delhi. So Logan Bruce, the sophomore, with 4 points, heading to the line for the Lady Bulldogs. First shot for Bruce is up and in. She's got 5 points now. And it's Sidney 32 and Delhi 25. Second shot coming here for Bruce. From the charity stripe is in. She's got 6. Very similar to this BG-Delhi game we did a few weeks ago where the BG girls were on top of Delhi and then Delhi made a late run to win by 6. And here is Sidney back down the floor going left to right. Bernard just lost the handle. And again, Logan Bruce is there to pick it up. Gets it down the floor for Hannigan and back for Bruce. And she'll slow it down now with 20 on the shot clock and 40 up on the big game clock here in the third quarter. Bruce to the left side. Bounce pass down low for Hannigan. Her right-handed layup is no good. Jenna McDonald was there to contest it. And now back the other way for Sidney. Down the left side, 2-on-1 if they hurry. Bernard to the bucket. Her left-handed layup won't go. Rebound for Sidney. Back out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Her three ball is no good. McDonald the jumper, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but boy, what a flurry of events there. Ending up with Jenna McDonald, a rebound, a shot, she missed it, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the line for 2. With 2 teams that have all these guards, it's just up and down the floor and just constant movement. McDonald to the line, it's good. Jenna McDonald puts it in, and she has 3 points. Weird to see her with only 3, but she's doing a lot of other little things tonight that have been great for Sidney. Second shot for McDonald, no good. And the rebound comes to Carly Heavey, but she's tied up. Jump ball on the possession arrow gives it to Delhi. So 14.5 seconds left in the third. It's Sydney 33 and Delhi 26. Great game here, folks, and still 8 minutes left the fourth quarter to decide this one. And so Delhi will inbound the ball. They get across the big Sydney S at half court. Logan Bruce with the ball, 10 on the clock. And Bruce will throw it up, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. That's just a smart play there by Bruce. With little time like that, she just made a quick move, got into the paint, and threw up a prayer, really, knowing that if she absorbed some contact, she was probably going to get the foul, and she did. Bruce to the line, it's in. And if you're Delhi here, that's Bruce with 7 points. This is the way you want to try to crawl back into this game. If you can stop the clock and, you know, hopefully hit your foul shots if you're a Delhi fan. You're making up ground without the clock chewing away. Second shot is good for Bruce. She's got 8, and now a timeout is taken. Actually, no timeout. They were just going to sub out Bruce, and head coach Todd Bruce, Logan's dad, just barking out instructions here as they're going to try to make it very hard for Sydney to get off one last shot before the end of the quarter. Now it's intercepted by Hannah Morley, and she's fouled at half court with less than a second left. Oh, that could be a costly mistake there for Sydney. They brought the full court pressure. There was a steal by Hannah Morley at half court, and then it was just a mistake there by Sydney to make the foul, because now with the 5 fouls up on the board, this is going to give Morley a chance to shoot from the line. So here's Morley to the line, setting up. First foul shot is no good. Hit the side of the rim and then bounced out. 33-28 to score. Sydney on top of Delhi. Second shot coming here for Hannah Morley. Even if she gets one of these, this is huge for Delhi. Second shot is good. Morley gets it to go down. That one was big. So Morley, her first bucket of the game, and that's it for the third quarter. We've got a game, folks. Sydney 33, Delhi 29. The fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull here on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here live from Sydney Central School. I'm Nate Lull tonight with you here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. We welcome you in wherever you're listening from tonight. Glad to have you along. Just like the boys' game last night, going to be a great finish here tonight between Sydney and Delhi. Sydney won the chapter last night for the boys. Let's see who wins this chapter tonight for the girls. Sydney with the ball going left to right there in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim to start this fourth quarter. And Jenna McDonald lost the handle right in front of her own bench. It rolls out of bounds and it's going to go back to Delhi. 33-29 is the score. To the right side for Logan Bruce and now for Addie Sackett. Sackett to the left side finds Caitlin Finch. Big possession here for Delhi. They try to go back door there for Logan Bruce, but it's stolen away by Jolene Crom. Crom to the left side off the glass. Can't get it to go. And a rebound here for Anna Post of Delhi and a foul on Sydney. Tegan Howard up over the back there, and they get the easy call. That'll be the first team foul in this fourth quarter on Sydney. If we get into a foul shooting competition down the stretch, boy, that could make things interesting. Logan Bruce to the right side, hands off for Addie Sackett. Sackett will again give it off here to Caitlin Finch. Kind of a Harlem Globetrotters type offense here where they hand it off at the top of the key. And Logan Bruce pulls in, jumper no good, rebound for Sydney. The Warriors will bring it up the floor with Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin to the left side, Delhi still in the man-to-man defense. Gravelin finds Jolene Crom. Crom to the right side. Back off for Jenna McDonald. Down low for Taylor Barnes. Up and good. Taylor Barnes with 5 points. A great backdoor cut opened her up for the wide open layup, and she put it home. Now Delhi down the floor, and it's tipped out of bounds here by Jenna McDonald as Delhi was trying to get it down the floor really fast, but McDonald with a good heads-up play and just kind of punched it out of bounds. Sydney leads Delhi 35-29 in the fourth quarter with 6:45 to go. Top of the key here for Logan Bruce. Calls out a play for the Lady Bulldogs. Left side for Bruce, up off the glass and in. Logan Bruce with 10 points. She made that one look easy. It's 35-31. Sydney on top of Delhi. Here's Crom to the left side. Picks it up, finds McDonald, passes down low. A good look again for Barnes. Her shot is blocked and then out of bounds, and we'll go back to Delhi. So the shot was blocked there by Barnes, and Tegan Howard was desperately trying to save it, but her foot was on the line as she did so. So the ball goes back to Delhi. Bruce crossing the big Sydney S at half court here for the Lady Bulldogs. Finds Sackett, front of the Delhi bench on the left side. Now for Spangenberg. Spangenberg in the corner, picks up her dribble, gets it back for Sackett. She's going to take it all the way to the hole, and she's fouled. That's going to be the second team foul here on Sydney, and they're going to say that that was in the act of shooting. And so Sackett's going to go to the line. Folks, Sydney with a four-point lead, 35-31. They led by as many as 11. 6:07 to go in this fourth quarter. Sackett to the line. First one is good. Addie Sackett with 4 points. Boy, both sides playing so, so well here tonight. You hate to see anybody lose in a game like this. Sackett with the second foul shot is no good. And Jolene Crom, another big rebound. Passing ahead for McDonald. And now off for Howard. Bounce pass down low for McKenzie Gravelin, up and in. First points of the game for Gravelin. And it's 37-32. Sydney on top of Delhi. Trying to hand the Lady Bulldogs their first loss in league play in the MAC. Delhi is 6-0. Only one loss on the entire season for this Lady Bulldogs team. And here is Logan Bruce. Gets into the paint, and her shot is knocked away. And here comes Tegan Howard to the left side again for McKenzie Gravelin. Left-handed layup, no good. And Delhi comes away. Spangenberg with the rebound. Outlet pass there to Caitlin Finch. Was too tall for her, and out of bounds. Right idea there from Spangenberg, but again, just too much heat on that pass, and it was too tall there for Caitlin Finch, and it got knocked out of bounds. So Sydney with the ball. They go left to right. On your radio dial, they have a 37-32 lead, and now a steal by Caitlin Finch. Taken right back, though, by Jolene Crom of Sydney. Double steals on that possession. One for Delhi, one for the Lady Warriors. McDonald finds Crom at the top of the key. Delhi still in the man-to-man. Great backdoor cut by Gravelin. Howard gives it to her, and she puts it home. Gravelin with 4 points, and Sydney leads 39-32 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sackett bounce pass for Logan Bruce right side, outside the three-point line. Bruce looking for some options. Finds Sackett. Sackett for Caitlin Finch in the corner. Deep three ball, and she nailed it. Boy, Caitlin Finch from downtown, and it's 39-35. The Bulldogs will not go away. Timeout on the floor taken by Delhi. Again, our score, Sydney 39 and Delhi 35 in girls MAC basketball. 4:47 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull here tonight on CDO. Sydney girls on top of Delhi, 39-35. Sydney with the ball. Straightaway three there for Crom. No good. Connor Decker back into the game. She pulls down the rebound but then lost the handle. Here's Logan Bruce down the right side. Pulls up, stops, gets it back up for Caitlin Finch. Downtown, no good on the three. Carolee Pierce with the rebound. And she gets it ahead for Ari Bernard. Bernard's at half court. Dribble drive. Now for Connor Decker. Stops, pops. Her jumper is no good. The rebound for Delhi. And an outlet pass again for Caitlin Finch. 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney, 39. Delhi, 35. Here's Logan Bruce. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Gets it back out for Finch. Finch to the right side in front of the Sydney student section. A bounce pass is now kicked here by Jolene Crom, and that'll bring up a whistle. 3:58 to go, fourth quarter. Every possession is going to count for both sides from here on out as Sydney has a four-point lead, 39-35. They're going to reset the shot clock up to 15 here after the kick by Crom. So 3:58 to go in the fourth quarter. They just wanted to make sure that the shot clock was reset, and it was. And here is Logan Bruce as Delhi is in the maroon with the white trim. Sydney in the opposite, the white with the maroon trim. As Delhi goes right to left, they get it on the baseline down low. Here's Logan Bruce again to the bucket, and she'll travel. She tried to sneak in one extra step there down on the baseline and couldn't do it. Ball goes back to Sydney. Sydney's going to come in with four new players off the bench. So Gravelin will come in as well as Barnes, Howard, and McDonald. The only person who stays in is Jolien Crom. And that's a nice luxury to have if you're head coach Brad Aldrich. You can really use any of the girls on this team to come in and feel comfortable with it. Here is McDonald as Sydney gets the half court and a steal by Delhi. Olivia Wake and then has her pocket picked right back by Jenna McDonald. McDonald down the right side and colliding with her is Caitlin Finch. They both go flying out of bounds and we'll have a whistle. So Finch is going to take the foul there with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And boy, no love lost between these two sides. 39-35. This one dates back to soccer season, folks. They played a scoreless overtime game that was just a great, great battle, and the rivalry is definitely strong between these two teams. Here is McDonald to the right side now as Sydney leads by four. They get it down low for Tegan Howard. Her right-handed shot is no good, and Sydney a rebound. Spangenberg has been great underneath there on the boards for Delhi. Here's Logan Bruce, gets into the paint, pull-up jumper, got it. Back to a two-point game, and Bruce now has 12 points. It's 39-37 with 3 minutes to go. Sydney needs a bucket here, and they're going to get Finch with the foul. Oh, boy, that's going to be the fourth foul here on Caitlin Finch as she reached in, trying to steal it away there from Jolene Crom. And head coach Todd Bruce is going to have to bring in Carly Heavey at the next whistle and try to protect Caitlin Finch, who you want down the stretch here. Sydney with the ball, left side, Gravelin, jumper, no good, and the rebound for Logan Bruce. And Bruce will bring it up the floor, crosses the big Sydney S, trying to tie this game up for Delhi. It's 39-37 with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Bruce to the right side, outside the three-point line, barking out some signals, 15 on the shot clock for Spangenberg now. She's at the high post, lost it. Great steal by there by Taylor Barnes, ball loose on the floor. Spangenberg stole it back, and they'll say she traveled. Boy, Spangenberg had it, and then Sydney stole it away. Spangenberg took it back and then traveled. So Sydney eventually got the ball. And McDonald will walk it up the floor with 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Both teams with two team fouls, so we're not anywhere near the five quite yet. Sydney with the ball. Now for Taylor Barnes. Barnes for Crom. Crom wants that three. Instead, pump fakes, gets into the paint, passes down low for McDonald. She goes up and she's fouled, and she was shooting, so she'll go to the line. Jenna McDonald only with 3 points here tonight. We've seen lots of games where she's had 15, 17, 20. Tonight she's only had three, but these could be huge right here. She's just been doing a little bit of everything for the Lady Warriors tonight. First shot coming for McDonald. It's short. Didn't get enough mustard on that one to get it there, and it was just short. Ari Bernard checks back in for Sydney. Tegan Howard to the bench. Anna Post will come in. Spangenberg goes to the bench for Delhi. Second shot from the charity stripe. Here for McDonald. It was good, but they're going to say it was a violation. Boy, and they've been really strict on that call. If you even step on that line with your tippy toe, they're going to call it. McDonald did, and so they wave off the basket. It's 39-37. Sydney on top of Delhi. Don't turn that dial, folks. It's going to be a great finish here tonight between the Lady Warriors and the Lady Bulldogs. Sackett now finds Carly Heavey. Top of the key, gets into the paint. Heavey with the shot. And let's see. They're going to have a call. This is going to be on Sydney. That's going to be on Jolene Crom for a push, they say. And head coach Brad Aldrich is about to lose his mind, I think. Spangenberg is going to check back in for Delhi. Olivia Wakens is going to come to the bench. It was hard to tell. I think maybe they should have just let that play go, but they get Crom for the foul. So now each team with three team fouls with 2 minutes exactly to go, and Sydney leads Delhi 39-37. Vandenberg down low, blocked away by Ari Bernard. Ball comes loose, and Bernard will walk it down the floor to the left side. Vandenberg behind the play is hurt, so we'll have a whistle. Looks like Vandenberg might have rolled an ankle, something like that. She was down behind the play, and a very nice job there by the officials to just blow that play dead so that the Delhi coaching staff could come out and have a look here at Kayla Vandenberg. We will hope she is okay. 1:49 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away here. 39-37. Sydney leading Delhi. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we get back underway. Sydney has just scored a right-handed layup with Ari Bernard to make it 41-37. It was a great play on the baseline. They just inbounded it real quick. Up and in she went. And Sydney takes a 41-37 lead. Now Delhi with the ball, and they'll bring it into the front court here with Logan Bruce. Bruce now finds Anna Post. Back for Bruce. Bruce to the foul line. Kicks the cross for Caitlin Finch. Step in three. No good. It was too long. Ball loose, and Bernard comes away with the rebound. The clock is really becoming an enemy now of Delhi as Sydney leads 41-37 with a minute 10 to go. Back across for McDonald. Back out for Crom, and Crom knows you can just eat some clock here if you're Sydney. Back for Barnes. Her jumper won't go down. Rebound here. We'll have a jump ball. It's going to go to Delhi. McDonald and Wakin were tied up. McDonald for Sydney, Wakin for Delhi. And now Delhi will bring it down the floor after the jump ball. The arrow gave it to them. We're under a minute to go, 55 seconds to be exact. Here's Bruce to the bucket. Left-handed layup, no good. Bernard, another rebound. She's been a beast. And now a steal by Bruce. Put it on the floor, and she lost it to Taylor Barnes. And then Barnes is fouled. Boy, folks, this has been the game of the double steal. One team steals it, and then they seem to give it right back to the original team that had possession. It's about the fifth time I think that's happened tonight. 46 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 41-37. Sydney is on top, and that's going to be the fifth team foul on Caitlin Finch. So Finch is going to have to go to the bench. So they're saying after that foul, or after that steal, Bruce had it, she stole it, and then Barnes stole it back from Bruce, and then Barnes was fouled by Caitlin Finch, so she'll go to the bench. So Finch will finish with 6 points here tonight. 46 seconds to go. There's still a lot of time in this game. If Delhi could get a steal in the bucket, it's still a two-point game. Maybe even a one if you hit a three. Sydney looking to take care of business. Here's Barnes to the right side. Back for McDonald. McDonald has some room to work with. Finds Crom. Now back to McDonald at half court. To the right side. McDonald is waiting for the foul, and she'll get fouled. So that's going to be the fifth team foul on Delhi. So this is going to send Jenna McDonald to the line. And this is where Sydney could steal the deal right here if they can make foul shots. With 35 seconds left, you have a four-point lead. These are huge. This is the moment you wait for. So here is Jenna McDonald to the line. McDonald's first shot, no good. Wide to the right, tipped off the rim. McDonald still with 3 points. Second one coming. Here for Jenna McDonald. Again, 35.7 seconds left. Sydney leads 41-37. McDonald's second shot is good. She puts it in. She's got four. Delhi takes a timeout. We will as well. Sydney 42, Delhi 37. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 35 seconds to go. Delhi will inbound the ball. They trail Sydney 42-37. Delhi is in their own offensive part of the court. They get it into Wakin to the right side, and she tries to go up. She's blocked there by McDonald. Goes up again and puts it home. Olivia Wakin, her first bucket of the night, cuts it to 42-39 with 26 seconds left. So Delhi still with some life here. All right, we're going to take another quick break. But again, 42-39 the score. Sydney on top of Delhi here in Girls MAC action on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage, too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Let's set the scene here for you. 26.7 seconds left. Fourth quarter. Girls MAC action tonight live from Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way here in this one. Sydney leading Delhi 42-39. The Delhi girls with only one loss on the season, and they haven't lost yet in MAC play, but they're only 26 seconds away from that happening. Sydney has played a fantastic game here tonight, but so has Delhi. So let's see what Sydney drew up in this timeout to try to safely get the ball up the floor. McDonald underneath the basket as Sydney's going to have to go the full length of the court here, and Delhi is going to come in a 2-2-1 press, it looks like. And they are draped all over the Sydney players as the Warriors try to get it in. They get one into Mackenzie Gravelin. Logan Bruce trying to foul her, and they will. So 2 seconds come off the clock, and Sydney will go to the free throw line with Mackenzie Gravelin, who has 4 points here tonight. And this is what happens. It's going to come down here to foul shots tonight. That's the third foul on Logan Bruce, who has 12 points here for Delhi. So here is Gravelin at the line. It's good. Huge shot there from Mackenzie Gravelin, and she's got 5. 43-39 is the score. This is a big one right here. This would give Sydney a real good cushion. Second shot is up. Ice in the veins from Mackenzie Gravelin. She's got 6. Delhi hustles down the floor. They trail 44-39. Here's Bruce, top of the key, handing one off to Sackett. Delhi doesn't have time to mess around like this, but they are. They try to get it out for Heavey. Heavey throws up a two-pointer. That one's no good. Bernard lets it go with 7 seconds left, and Sydney is going to hold on to the possession. And Brad Aldrich wants to take a timeout here. He's not going to get it in time. And here is Mackenzie Gravelin over for McDonald. McDonald down the floor, and Sydney is going to pick up the win here. 1 second left, and there's a foul. And the Sydney student section is going crazy on that far side, as Jenna McDonald is going to go to the line. But this game is going to be a Sydney victory here tonight, as there is 0.3 seconds left. These are all just icing on the cake here for Jenna McDonald. First shot is up for McDonald and in. She's got 5. And Sydney is going to win this contest here tonight, and this is huge. It's going to create a log jam in the MAC girls' standings in the top four, that's for sure. McDonald misses the second one, but that's going to do it. 45-39. The Sydney bench explodes. floating out onto the court here, and the student section runs out onto the floor as well. An exciting win here tonight for the Sydney girls, taking down Delhi 45-39. Hugs all around for this Sydney crew. Our post-game show coming up. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO. Our final score here tonight, Sydney 45, Delhi 39. The Sydney girls handing the Delhi Lady Bulldogs their first league loss in MAC League play this year, and that's really just going to create a big log jam in the top four standings. You're looking at Green, BG, Sydney, and Delhi now in a real dogfight there in that top four to see where the positioning is going to be. So a big win here tonight for the Sydney Lady Warriors, 45-39 over the visiting Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Let's go through our scoring summary here first, folks, before we do our three awards for tonight's broadcast. First for Delhi, 12 points for Logan Bruce. Really nice night for her to lead the way for the Lady Bulldogs. Then you had 6 from Caitlin Finch, 5 from Carly Heavey, 4 from Addie Sackett, 2 from Olivia Wakin, 1 from Hannah Morley, and then Allison Hannigan had 4 and Kayla Spangenberg with 3. So the real leaders were Bruce for Delhi with 12, 6 from Finch, 5 from Heavey, and then 4 from Hannigan along the way there for the Lady Bulldogs. Also 2 points for Anna Post here tonight for Delhi as well. On the other side, a very even scoring night for Sydney, as they had Ariana Bernard with 9, Carolee Pierce with 9. They share the team-high honors. 6 points for Mackenzie Gravelin, including those huge free throws at the end. Jenna McDonald with 5, Taylor Barnes with 5, Kaylin Gravel with 3, Connor Decker with 3, and Jolene Crom ends up with 5 here tonight in the Sydney victory. Let's do our three awards. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. NBT Bank has been putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Gave that one tonight to Carolee Pierce from Sydney. Had 9 points. They were all in the first half, but I just thought she came in and provided a nice spark in the first half, which helped Sydney build that lead, which they were able to hold on to there at the end of the contest. Next is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that award to Ari Bernard tonight from Sydney. You talk about an animal on the boards. She was an animal tonight. Was rebounding like crazy, was on the floor looking for steals, played great defense against some of the taller big girls down low for Delhi. Ari Bernard definitely deserves our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Logan Bruce tonight from Delhi. 12 points really helped them when they were down 11 get back into the contest. I thought she was great in transition, handles the ball, and did a very nice job. So Logan Bruce, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight from Delhi. Again, our final score, 45-39. The Sydney girls handing Delhi their first MAC League loss of the season. Just a great game last night and tonight between Delhi and Sydney. I think we'll be seeing the boys and girls matching up again somewhere in the MAC playoffs, and boy, won't that be fun. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back at the WCDO studios. Check out WCDOsports.com. We have all our games up there for next week. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday of next week when the Unitego boys travel over to take on the Walton Warriors. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo and the CDO studios. Our final, the Sydney girls take down Delhi 45-39. Have a good night and have a great weekend from CDO Sports.